Module number 20, A Family Remembers.
This is David Hartman, host of the television series Seasons of Life. Every life leaves a legacy, something for future generations to remember. Sometimes the best legacy is a story. John Cotry was with one family as they remembered. Cotry's a psychologist who hosts the radio series Seasons of Life.
For most of his life, Sark Hashoyan ran a cleaning store. No one really knows how old he was when he died, but it was probably in his 80s. His family loves to talk about him, his wife, Anne.
He was the kind of a person that you don't cry over spilled milk. You had your depression. We went through it, laughing through it. We worked. He and I worked together for 30 years, side by side, and it's hard for a woman and a man and wife to work together. He had his department, I had my department.
What was your department?
I was a boss.
His daughter, Joan.
As a very young girl, I remember always, he was always there with me, even though he worked all the time. Those evenings that he would come home would be the time that I could lay on the couch with him, you know, and be so young. I remember he'd always have me put his head to his stomach for some reason or other. I don't know, maybe because of a gurgled or something. But those are the things, silly things like that, that I remember.
His son, Ralph.
He wasn't into, didn't demonstrate his emotion that, he didn't know hugging and kissing. I don't think I can remember we were talking about that.
No, he didn't.
But he
told
me once that it's about time that his harsh way he was telling me it's about time you discovered I was worth something.
His grandson, Ralph Jr.
The wild man at the back of the store cleaning clothes. Gramps always had to do everything himself, but he was kind of neurotic and he had to get it done in like 5 nanoseconds. Otherwise, he sweated and freaked out.
After Sark retired, his health began to fail. He had major surgery.
It was then, do you remember, Mom, when he said that? He said it in an Armenian thing, and I asked him what it meant, and he said, the worm turns. Remember that? And then, right from then on, he just had it in his head that he was dying.
The day when he was dead, you know, Jeff and I were standing in his coffin, and we looked down, and I said, you know, Jeff and I were lamenting about, you know, this is it. You know, we, our own self, are feeling our own mortality.
Yeah.
Where you're 19 or 20, drive 100 miles an hour on a sidewalk, you figure you're not going to die. So we're standing at the coffin, and Jeff was like, geez, is this all there is? And you go through your whole life, and you're in the box? I said, turn around and look. And there was this room full of people. Kids, grandkids, you know, the Dana's and all Jeff's kids. And it was amazing to think, you know, from even a genetic standpoint, how this one piece of a gene pool made it across the ocean.
Sark left a legacy of people, but equally important, he left a legacy of a story. This ordinary man who owned a cleaning store had an extraordinary past. As a young teenager, he fled his homeland in Armenia, fearing for his life. The country had been torn by internal war, and members of his family had been killed. Sark fled with several companions through hostile villages, across rivers, over mountains and deserts, and into Syria. Then a long, cramped boat trip to Canada. Arriving finally in the United States. The story is one of strength and survival. It has served many purposes to Sark and to his family. They heard the story often.
We heard it all the time, don't we?
It's ongoing. Every time I was off base, as far as he was concerned, and the element of growing up, if I wasn't becoming mature rapidly enough, you just remind me, this is what you could have gone through, my son.
Yep, you didn't eat your dinner,
if I didn't work hard enough, or if I didn't get the bright grades. And I don't think he was berating me, he's just saying, you wouldn't have made it.
Eat because. You don't know what it's like to eat grass. How would you like to eat grass? You know, it was a joke. I mean, oh, God, here we go again, another story, but it's the truth.
Hearing these object lesson stories as children, Ralph and Joan were sometimes resentful. But later in life, when they were adults, the stories took on new and deeper meaning.
Back in my mind was, this is old country, this is an old man.
That's right.
I mean, what does he know? I mean, we're in the 20th century, and you know, and I. So that's how I was fighting it. But when I heard it the second time around through... going to my son. It wasn't here being, it was told as an honest to God story, like you would around a campfire. And then it was, oh my gosh.
The story was about surviving under severe circumstances. No food, no home, the threat of death. Did that make Sark a hero in his children's eyes? They don't talk about him as a hero, but rather as an example of how to be strong when life gets tough. And they want his story to survive for their grandchildren to know.
I want them to know where they came from. I think my dad was a great man.
I find myself thinking more about him when I'm driving to and from work. I don't know, he just pops up. There is a loss, and I couldn't articulate specifically what the loss is. I felt he, as I said before, there was an anchor. I always felt he was going to be there forever. Mm-hmm. And even though I never went to him for sage and wisdom and all that, I just could look at him and say, that was enough. This guy survived that great attack from the outside world. I'm going to survive.
Before Sark died, I made a tape recording of his story. The Hoshoyans will always know the sound of his voice.
One night we slept outside and I got sick. I got so bad I couldn't walk. So these two guys holding me and we were walking. And I told them, I said, leave me here and go. I said, because I have no chance. I can't walk. He said, no. If you leave over here, if somebody comes over here and asks,
who's that?
Remember? Remember Grandpa Shoya? Great Grandpa?
Dada, we call him.
Who's that?
That was him. That was Grandpa. Great Grandpa.
That's who's that?
And that was Dana, age 4. Someday she'll hear the whole story and come to know the meaning of her great grandfather's life.
I must have caught pneumonia, you know. And in the meantime, he sees a flock of sheep coming over there. This one Turkish man says, Kurdish man says, we're going to catch one of these sheep and we milk them and give it to me, so maybe I feel better. By golly, that's how I felt better when they gave me that milk.
Yeah, I've just heard him for the first time tonight, so it's kind of nice. It's nice just to hear his voice.
Feature modules from Seasons of Life, an Annenberg project of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Written by John Cotry, produced and directed by Greg Zajac, and engineered by Jonathan Niemczak and Charles Nairn. These features are productions of the University of Michigan. Seasons of Life was funded by the Annenberg CPB Project.